You're listening to WCOMLP Chapel Hill and Carrboro. I'm Louise, and this is the Licks and Lyrics Show. It's time for my high kick. Here's Josh Starmer, Dance Party.
there's no. I wanna see straight into heaven. I wanna dream in gold, gold.
That was Red Wing off the CD Earth Hero. Thanks for tuning in to the Licks and Lyrics show. Stick around. We've got Tim Smith live in the studio today. So that's on the way. But for now, how about let's go to deep space with Hank and Brandon.
and the pain runs deep. Hollow. He says, today I've been called to leave, but I'll return again from my home in Galway. And his eyes were cold and he looked away, and I could feel his light where his hands did lay. And I'll sail away and he'll never come back to me, home to his fair wife and their children three. Well, my red-haired man, he'll never come back to me. Broken my young heart, left our child wee. The final night before his leave, well, he stayed with me, with me and more and they. He said my name, but I was fast asleep. Then he bade me farewell, and then he slipped away. And he'll sail away, and he'll never come back to me. He home to his fair wife and their children three. Well, my red-haired man, never come back for me. Broken my young heart, left our child. Cruel, cruel world for young women or poor. Give your heart away, it'll leave you wanting more. For some a woman is to be used or thrown about, and then they judge her for laying about. Well, he sailed away and left behind this moment in time. Careful, young woman, know your own mind. Well, he'll sail away and he's never coming back to me. And the waves are rough and the sea is deep. And he'll sail away and the end of our story's near. He'll leave me to weep, but don't you shed a tear. Do-do-do-do-do. Well, in the morn, saw the three-mast ship from the highest clear. Then I took my leave.
Suzanne Schmidt, The Field Hand, off the CD by the same name. You're listening to the Licks and Lyrics Show, and support for Licks and Lyrics comes from the Musical Loft of Carrboro, which connects musicians to what they need to enhance their music-making experience. You can give them a call at 919-968-4411. You can visit them downtown Carrboro on Main Street, or you can visit their website at musicloftofcarrboro.com. And so, you're in for a treat today because we got live in the studio, Tim Smith. And let's see if the mics are working. Tim.
Hi.
Yay, they are. I hear you.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. And so I think if you have like basically walked around in this neighborhood or attended any sort of musical anything in the Triangle, then you know Tim Smith, you know, because you play with different people and different bands, and you're musically fearless. You'll try anything. I've seen you like all. I mean, and you're known for sax and singing, but that's not what you brought in today.
Well, yeah, I brought the flute today.
Yeah. So yeah. Really, you just pull out the instrument you feel like using each day, or like what goes quick
within reason. Yeah. Yeah. Actually, the flute it's easy to carry. It's quick, yeah. Quick load.
Yeah. So you can play the flute and the sax. And what else?
And I sing.
And you sing.
And I play some piano and keyboards.
And how long have you been playing? What's the thing you've had the longest? What's the music that you've had the longest? Because I know you go way back.
Well, I've been singing as long as I can remember.
Okay, okay, okay. Because your parents, or one of your parents was a musician.
Neither of my parents was a musician per se, like professionally or anything. But my whole family was very musical.
Okay, you know? So music was part of your life growing up?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, yeah. Okay. And so always sang, and then what did you pick up first?
I started taking piano lessons at 5, and I quit like 37 times.
So your advice to all the parents whose kids quit piano 37 times is just sign them up again when they want to sign up again?
Exactly. And make don't push, make it available.
Your parents would let you quit? Like,
yeah.
Okay,
they would let me quit, and then when I was ready to start again, they would let me start.
And you would have like a different teacher, or?
Yeah, usually I would start with a new teacher.
And so you just take a break, and then it was all you. You wanted it.
I did.
Or you didn't want it, but they let you choose.
I just wanted it. I didn't want it that way or
right. Practicing
at that
sucks.
Time or,
that's what it is.
You
it's
know,
practicing. No one likes
actually,
the practice.
You know, I liked practicing, but
oh, really?
I have this I had this terrible habit of and I say terrible in the classical world of music, it was a pretty terrible habit that I would memorize the music.
Instead of reading it, you'd be looking
instead
down.
Instead of reading it, I would memorize it, and then I'd look down at my hands. And in my head, the way that I remembered it was supposed to go might change from time to time.
And so then you were like, I'm just going to start writing my own stuff.
Well,
that
was a long time later when I thought to write my own stuff. But in the meantime, I spent a lot of years rewriting other people's stuff and getting whacked on the knuckles with the ruler.
No way. You did not get whacked on the knuckles.
Not too often.
Really? Did you have a teacher who whacked you?
I think I had one teacher who
oh, man,
did the
I
ruler
quit
thing.
That so
yeah,
fast.
That's the thing.
Right?
You know, I quit them all, so it wasn't unique.
Right. And then, okay. Well, but piano's a good, like, for music theory and, you know,
it's a great place to start. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, a great place to stay if you're a pianist.
Yeah, right. Okay, and then after piano, then?
I started the sax when I was about 9.
Oh, the sax at 9. Wow, and that was in school or what?
Yeah.
Okay, you like had some sort of band.
The school band.
Okay. Yep. Yay, school band. And let's just take a moment to mention that arts and music are on the block in North Carolina. So let's just all make sure that we keep in mind how important it is to have arts and music for 9-year-old kids.
It is.
Yeah, because they grow important. Up. And it's even if you don't become a professional musician, even if you don't do it professionally, it gives you all kinds of, you know, it's a meditative thing. It's, you know.
It's very enriching.
Yeah, actually, it's enriching life.
It helps kids learn math.
Helps kids learn math,
and,
yeah.
You know, I mean, it's an amazingly overall beneficial experience, I think.
Yeah. So let's keep the arts and music in the schools where they belong, where they belong.
And elsewhere.
And in the streets. Yeah, and you're not afraid of that either. I swear I've seen you busking on the street. Not recently,
sure
but in the past.
I'm sure you have.
In the past. All right, well, let's take a listen to some Tim Smith Band. How about that? This is from the World to Me CD?
Yes.
Yeah. What should we listen to?
I think you had queued up Please Be Good to Me, the Selfish Song.
The Selfish Song. All right. Okay. Please Be Good to Me, Tim Smith Band.
I am the earth. I am your mother. I am the one before all others. And I ask you this most desperately, and I ask you this most desperately, most desperately, be kind and be good. Please take care of one another and love your sister and your brother and your father and your mother, but most especially, most especially, but most especially, please be good, most especially, please be good to me.
it, please. Ooh, please be good. Ding, ding, ding. Tim Smith Band, please be good. That was an upbeat and positive song. That wasn't selfish.
Whoa.
I heard you talking about brothers and sisters.
Yeah. But especially
me. Well, you don't want to forget about you. Look, no one's going to take care of you but you. So, yeah, a little bit looking after
just,
you.
But just trying to get a little help, you know.
Don't we all need a little bit of help? Don't we all need a little bit of help? No, and I've actually, when you came in, you handed me two CDs that are...
I did.
And now, how many CDs are there?
It's mainly those two. I have a compilation of older things that I recorded somewhere, but...
Those are the ones that you like to give out. There are some that are tucked in the corner.
Yeah,
there are some that are tucked in the corner. Ah, memories. I have one of those. Classics. Classic mm-hmm. memories. You learn so much in those days.
Indeed.
Yeah, yeah. When you put two mics directionally in the same direction.
Oh, man, the XY thing.
Bad. Mics do not like that. Mics do not like that when you press the record button. And so we're listening to, we've got Tim Smith live in the studio. We were just listening to the Tim Smith Band, Please Be Good. And if people want to find you online.
You can find us online. We're so many places online. Let's see. I have to look at the card to try and remember.
So you're fearlessly. Are you good at updating your social media stuff?
You know, I'm.
Someone is.
I'm. No, it's all me, but I'm. I wouldn't say good.
But there are times.
I do. Yes, there are times when I list shows on Facebook.
Okay,
so
Facebook.
You can find Tim Smith Band on Facebook.
Okay.
If you want to purchase any of the music that you're listening to, you can find that at CD Baby.
And what do they look at? Tim Smith Band?
CD Baby/Tim Smith Band. Yes.
Okay.
www.cdbaby.com/Tim Smith Band.
Yeah. Yeah. And CD Baby is a great place to buy CDs.
Yes.
It's a great independent source. And they send you funny emails. Have you ever bought anything?
Not from the emails, but I have. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. When you buy stuff online, like they send you like these very like sort of elaborate funny emails. It's fun. Yeah. Huh. Yeah. I highly recommend shopping there if you like funny emails. Funny confirmation emails, not spam. Just funny confirmation emails.
Okay, that's good to know. Yeah, I will keep that in mind.
Yeah, a little joke with your purchase.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. So sometimes you're good at updating your Facebook, and then like Reverb Nation.
Reverb Nation. We have a Reverb Nation page, and you can find some live performances on YouTube.
Searching again, Tim Smith Band.
Yes, Tim Smith Band, or also look up Timmy Two.
Timmy Two.
Timmy Two. T I M M Y T O O.
Oh, Timmy Two, and what's that? Is that your secret nickname?
It's not your that secret much of a secret, right? But you know,
not that we're advertising it.
Yeah, it was my secret nickname.
My alias is blown.
If you really want to know when and where we're playing,
yes,
tune into WCOM and hear me say that tonight I'll have a trio at Second Wind in Carrboro.
Oh, and Second Wind is a great place to see live music. A trio. It is an
awesome
Who's going to join you?
Ben Palmer and Robert Cantrell.
And they're fantastic musicians.
They are.
And so what time is this?
This is about 10:30, 11 o'clock. It's going to be a late thing tonight.
So this is getting your late vibe on.
Oh, yeah. Get your late vibe on.
At Second Wind in Carrboro.
Getting the spirits.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good, you know, wait till it gets cooler. After the sun sets, and then go out and enjoy some live music.
Indeed.
At the Second Wind.
Yes.
Go get your Second Wind on.
Exactly.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right. So let's do that. So what do you want to do next? Do you want to play something live? Do you want to play something off another CD?
Something off a CD sounds good.
All right. I also have this CD. Let's Get Busy.
Yes.
What should we play?
If you would, play Prelude and Let's Get Busy.
Oh, okay. Let's see. I think that if I hit this button that says continuous, it will play Prelude and Let's Get Busy. Let's give it a try. Tim Smith Band on the Licks and Lyrics Show.
As long as the wind blows, as long as the time goes, as long as the earth is round, as long as the sun is chased by the moon, too soon. As long as it's mine, as long as there's me and you,
we'll all get down. Let's get busy and get down. I love it. I love it. You know, there's a positive message to your music, I think.
That's kind of the idea.
Yeah.
I'm sort of going for that.
Yeah. Why not? If there's got to be a message in music, why not make it positive, right? Let's get busy and get down. Let's get busy getting down.
There you go.
All right. And you're listening to the Licks and Lyrics Show on WCM. And we've got the Tim Smith right live in the studio today. And we were just listening to the Tim Smith Band. And also secretly, not so secretly, known as Timmy Two.
Yes. Yes. The not secret secret.
The not secret secret nickname. Timmy Two. That's T-O-O, not number T.
That's
right,
correct.
Right. Like also.
Exactly.
Also.
One of many Timmies.
One of many Timmies. And Tim Smith, can I ask you about a rumor that I heard? I heard that you have been on Sesame Street. Is that true?
It is true.
And so were there Muppets? Were there monster puppets?
Indeed.
It's true. And so
is it as awesome as it seems like it would be?
Is it like surreal?
It really is.
Okay.
it's even more awesome than it would seem.
I mean, because at a certain point, you like instantly go back to your childhood the minute you're there, right? I mean,
indeed.
There are sort of visual things where you like must regress to like, whoa, that's so. Did you see like Big Bird? Did you see the Oscar's trash can? Actually
there is somewhere floating around, and I believe Jackie Helvey may know something about this. There's a photo of me in Oscar's trash can.
No. In?
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
Oscar was not around that day. You've visited Oscar's trash can?
Yes, I have.
Without his permission. That is even better.
Oscar was not there, but I was told that I could get in his trash can and take pictures. And I've, there's pictures of me and a couple of Muppets, you know, around me. And I don't know.
Okay, I'm totally going to Google Tim Smith Oscar's trash can or something. I'm going to find
you. I don't even know if my name is on those pictures.
Okay.
But it was, I was on there with the Squirrel Nut Zippers.
Okay. When you were playing with the Squirrel Nut Zippers.
Because
you played with everybody, basically.
Almost.
Yeah. You're like, sure, I'll do that. Sure, I can play that.
No, I haven't played with everybody yet.
Yet. Save some.
I'm still,
save.
Yeah.
Yeah, still we got, still got some still stuff got
long,
to do.
I've got a long bucket list.
Do you? Do you? That's that. Yes. You know what, though? That's how we keep going. The bucket list you keeps know? Going. That's right. You're like, no, I'm not finished. I got stuff to do.
Lots
do you
of
have,
stuff
are you comfortable with, like, are you happy with, like, I know the sax, I know the flute, or are you like, no, now I want to learn? Are you a wind guy?
I count myself a wind guy.
I mean, I know you do the keyboards or piano too. But we already talked.
You know, I don't, to be honest, I've never really itched to have to get another instrument or anything like that. As a kid, I pretty much just played the sax, and you know, I would play with the piano.
Did you ever quit the sax?
I never quit the sax.
Starting age 9, you never quit the sax.
Well, I was taking lessons all the way through high school, and then I guess I sort of, I'm using air quotes.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You guys can't, you can't see this out there in radio land, but my fingers are up and they're twitching. I sort of stopped playing the sax as actively for a little while when I first got to college because I was a vocal major. I was majoring in classical voice.
Where was this? Where was this?
This was at Oberlin Conservatory in Ohio.
No way. I have some friends from Oberlin. Mm-hmm.
There's actually lots of Obies around here.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Right. Shout out to the Oberlin crew. And you, did you live in one of the co-ops?
Yes. I lived in Harkness.
Mm-hmm. I think I might know someone who lived there as well. Interesting. All right. So then from upstate New York, you were like, I'll go over to, maybe there's less snow in Ohio. And then you were like, nope, not less snow here.
It's just like,
how did
you know,
make your way down to North Carolina? The weather.
Well, actually after Oberlin, after college, I went to Manhattan thinking I'm going to go be a jazz musician.
Was it voice?
It was not voice.
Okay, there's
more. At
that
point, you know.
So we drop the saxophone, we start doing the classical voice.
Yeah, I was doing classical voice, and during my first couple of years in the voice department at Oberlin, it was politely suggested that maybe I find another major.
No way! Really?
Yes, and I mean,
was it
politely.
Because like you aren't doing like opera type of stuff? Because
I was doing opera,
you're
but
great.
You've obviously
got a great range.
I think it has something to do with the fact that the things that were said were that my voice was a little immature at the time, and they didn't want to mess with it. But also that I didn't seem to fit into the vocal department, and I think that was in terms of the kinds of music that I wanted to do in addition. To the classical repertoire.
Okay, okay. So what you're saying is you were pushing the boundaries at Oberlin.
I don't
yes,
know
you
I'm
were.
Saying that, but, you know.
But you were, it sounds
but
like.
So,
yes,
yeah,
yes,
it was suggested that I find another major, and so I picked up the sax again.
Okay, okay, okay. All right, okay. So, and that was after like a couple years break or something?
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't really even a break. I was still playing. I just wasn't playing as actively.
As actively. All right. And then you, and then that sort of got you into the jazz from classical to more of a jazz type
and
of thing.
I had sort of gotten interested in jazz in
And is that what you were playing when you were in band? You were playing jazz?
In school?
Yeah.
Not until... about eighth grade when I joined the stage band, the jazz band.
Okay. In junior high. Okay. That's when you started getting your jazz.
And that's
on.
When I learned that all the stuff I was trying to do with you know, the classical piano music was called improvisation.
Were you trying to improv? Were you?
You know, I didn't know that I was, but I was just hearing things differently and I wanted to do them in a way that I thought would be cool. And you
people
don't really
hit
do
you
that.
On the knuckles.
Well, you know, you don't do that in classical music. You don't change it because
No. Right. Yeah, that's
you know,
that
that's
is,
a jazz
that is a
thing.
Different thing. Yeah,
that's a
yeah,
jazz
that's
thing.
A jazz
and
thing.
I
so
figured
you were
that
like,
out
yes,
eventually.
Hello.
I was like, yes, they let
these are my people.
Yeah, you know, right. in jazz, you're allowed to make a mistake. And
right. Yeah. Just try to go with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or
don't
figure it out and like make it again. Yeah. Whatever.
Jazz, you just try to figure out that mistake and make it again. I think that is exactly the perfect definition of jazz. Yes. Yeah. And so, and then, from there, that was enough for to make you then want to go to New York and try.
Well, I wanted to go to New York just because, you know, that's
a
just
big jazz scene.
Yeah, it was a big jazz scene. Yeah. And everybody says, well, you got to go to New York. If you can make it there, you can make it anywhere.
Right.
And
yeah.
I proved,
and if you like the smell of pee. Just saying, have you ridden those subways?
I have, yes, I have. It's not just pee.
Oh, the odors of New York.
You know, I love New York.
I do too. It is the Big Apple.
It is.
Yeah, it's a fun town. But it does smell a bit like urine.
Only parts.
Only parts. Only down under.
There are some odor-free spots in New York.
There are.
Really, really pleasant places to
be. Yes. Yeah, that's true. All right, so how long were you in New York then?
I was there for about a year and a half, and I played maybe one gig during that time.
And was it jazz?
Actually, it was not in New York, though. It was in Greenwich, Connecticut.
Oh, you had to go to Connecticut?
Yeah, for the one gig that I had in a year and a half. And aside from that, it was like I was working in a coffee shop, you know, and addicted to cappuccino and spending like all my last little bit of spare change on a jam session.
Oh, wow. Okay. You know, okay.
Once a week, I'd go to the Angry Squire.
And you had to pay to play?
Kind of, yeah. You had to pay to get in, and then you could sign up to play.
And then you could sign up to play in the jam. And that was sort of where you would connect with other musicians.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And then, yeah. So scrounging your nickels together to... And so you were like, there's got to be a cheaper place.
You know, I kind of came to the conclusion that New York is a big pond.
Yes, it is.
It doesn't necessarily pay when you're a medium or a small fish to just jump into the biggest pond.
Right. Sometimes you want to get your toe wet somewhere else.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Grow bigger in a smaller pond.
That is very good advice.
Because the musicians, the best musicians from all over the world, no matter where they live, they go to New York.
Right.
They perform in New York.
Right.
You can see them in New York.
Is a musician, you might not be at the top of your game when you're like 19, 20. You know what I mean?
Maybe. that part had not even crossed my mind, although I was like 22. Thank you very much.
Oh, well, then that's even worse because I remember how young and dumb I was at 22. And you're like, I got this. Yeah.
No, but then, you know,
I mean, I think, but with the thing about music is the more time you put into it, the better it gets.
But I didn't have, in living in New York, I didn't have time to put into it, you know?
Because you were struggling all the time.
Because I was struggling. I was making coffee, trying to make money, trying to, you know, make the rent and trying to move the car in time and not get it towed. And
oh, wow. You even tried to have a car.
I had a car.
Oh, wow. Bless your heart.
I drove the car into the city.
So you could get to your gig in Connecticut.
Well, that too, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I could have stayed in New York and not played, probably a tenth as much as I play now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so did you hear about this musical community? Did you hear rumors? What brought you this? What brought you south?
You know, I went to the library, and it was a Time magazine.
As a librarian, I salute you. Okay.
I think I had narrowed it down. I decided all of the factors that I thought were important, and I, you know, sorted through all this stuff, and I'd narrowed it down to either the Triangle area or Seattle.
That is so awesome. So you basically were like, I'm just going to reset. I want to live somewhere where I'm going to enjoy.
I hate moving. So, you know, college, which is like you move every semester.
Yeah, that's true.
So it was terrible. And then I'd moved to New York and it didn't work out there. I'm like, okay, I'm going to move one more time. One more time.
Now, you know you've moved more than once since then.
Yes, I have. Okay. But since then, it's all been little local moves within this area.
Okay.
So
you were like Triangle.
I'm triangle bound. Yes,
you're triangle bound. Yeah, yeah. And it was such a good move because now you've connected with all kinds of great musicians. And
yes, and now I'm able to make a living without selling coffee. No, nothing against
coffee.
And
moving coffee. Your car every 5 minutes or every hour.
You know, cars are a different problem here for me than they were there.
Yeah.
Now it's like I need a new car every so often because I'm putting so many miles on it driving back and forth between Raleigh and Durham and Chapel Hill and Hillsboro and Pittsboro
because,
and Greensboro.
If you're doing gigs all around, then
you're doing them all around. It might be in Wilmington one night and in Asheville the next or you pop on up to Roanoke.
And
or,
it's good to be busy.
It is good to be busy. And yet, it makes it hard on the old car.
Yeah, for sure. But people tonight, have you got a quick? Just to write down the road.
Oh, that's
tonight.
One of the things I love so much about playing right here, playing at Second Wind, is often when I play at Second Wind, I use Doug, who literally walks to the gig because he lives right down
around over there.
Yep.
Yeah, down around over there near Suzanne Schmidt. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, all those musicians live over there.
But when I asked Ben about the gig, he was like, sure, it's on the way home. So it's a little further for him, but his previous gig is, in Pittsburgh. So this is like right on
his
way.
On his way home, he'll just, yeah.
Exactly.
So he'll warm up at his first gig.
And then he'll come out here and it'll be great.
Ready to go.
Yeah.
That's so fun. That works out great. Yeah. So, central location. Okay, and so once again, we're live with Tim Smith on the radio, and we're discussing that Tim Smith is going to be playing with a trio tonight.
Yes, tonight at Second
Wind. And what's your trio called?
Tim Smith Trio. I like to keep it really complicated.
Tim Smith Band, Tim Smith Trio. I like it. It's clear. No one's going to get confused. What's happening here?
Right, so sometimes Doug plays with the trio.
Uh-huh. And then what?
Well, he has his own trio that he calls the Doug Largent Trio.
Ah.
So you got to be careful not to confuse them with us.
Ooh, yes. Do you ever play with that trio?
I do.
And so how do you know what you're doing when you all get together?
Usually we just ask.
All right. So I see you're pulling out your flute. What do you say? And I already noticed you brought out your egg shaker. So
I just
in case.
I don't even know actually what I was going to do yet. I'm still trying to decide. But
are you winging it?
I guess I'm going to wing it.
I guess you're winging it on the Licks and Lyrics show. Is that what you're doing tonight, or are you working with the set list, or do y'all kind of make it up as you go? Are you
a little of both.
What do you prefer? How do you work?
I prefer a little bit of both.
Okay.
I like to make a set list, and then we will undeniably vary from
vary it around. Okay. But you like to have an outline, a game plan,
just
a direction.
An idea.
Let's get started here.
Yeah. Let's get busy and get down.
Yeah. Let's get busy and get down. All right. Well, Tim Smith, how about playing something live?
Okay.
Because you got your flute. What are you thinking you're going to play?
I think I'm going to play an original. It's called All We Are.
All We Are.
And it's on that CD.
Which one? Oh, on this one, on the Let's Get Busy CD. All right.
But it sounds different on there because this is just me.
This is just you on the flute.
This is just me and the flute. Oh, well, it'll be, I'll sing a little and I'll play a little flute and I'll do the shaker too.
All right.
Can you hear the shaker?
Yes, we can.
We'll do a little sound check here. You hear the flute?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, I can definitely hear you now. Yeah.
Excuse me. Okay. Thank you. all we are, and all we are is love. All we are is all we are, and all we are is love. We've got these bodies held together by vibration, yet we're divided by our words, our borders, nations. Think about it, 'cause all we are is love. We're all connected by the common spirit of positivity and light and blissful joy and love. Think about it, 'cause all we are is love. All we are is all we are, and all we are is love. All we are is all we are, and all we are is love. There's no off-season for loving human kindness. No way to stop the flow of pure and true divineness. Think about it, 'cause all we are is love. It's always time to treasure every girl and boy. Shower them with your love and light and fill them with your joy. Think about it, 'cause all we are is love. All we are is all we are, and all we are is love. All we are is all we are, and all we are is love. This may seem silly, it might sound a bit absurd. There is mortal power in our every single word. Think about it, 'cause all we are is love. More than we know, more than the naked eye can see, we all have the power to construct a world of peace. Think about it, 'cause all we are is love. All we are is all we are, and all we are is love. All we are is all we are, and all we are is love. There's no way around it, nor is there any other way. All the power of ill or good, it lies in everything we say. Think about it, 'cause all we are is love. To change the world, I change my mind, and what I say is this: all we are is love and joy, and all we are is bliss. Think about it, 'cause all we are is love. All we are is all we are, and all we are is love. All we are is all we are, and all we and all we are is love.
Beautiful. All we are. Tim Smith live on Licks and Lyrics. So pretty. And so when you are writing your original stuff, what comes to you first? Do you get the melody first? Do you get the lyrics first? Because you started singing. As a singer, a lot of times mm-hmm. people are really linked to their lyrics.
Yeah, I tend to get lyrics first.
Okay. And but do they come with the melody when you get them?
Sometimes okay. they come with the melody, or sometimes it just takes a couple of repetitions and the melody sort of makes itself clear.
So you'll like kind of get a chunk of lyrics coming together, like a little chorus or a little hook yeah, or a little. And yeah. are you just like notebooks everywhere where you're scribbling stuff down?
You know,
or
I have
singing into your phone.
I have scraps of paper all over the place.
And sometimes you put them together and they make sense.
And sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. And so
I put them together, but sometimes they make sense.
But then when are you like having, are you a big editor? Are you, you know, I mean, are you a rewrite? Or are you like, no, I think once it's together?
That depends.
Okay. So it's more the song dictates its own sort of, you're along for the ride.
Yeah, like if I put some things together and then they don't quite make sense or they don't quite match.
Okay, so something. It's not like usually it takes me a week to write a song, or usually it takes
No, there's no usually.
Every song is different. Yeah, all the babies are different.
Actually, that last song was I think that was an overnight song in terms of the melody and I started hearing like the feel and the melody, and I sat down like one night with a piece of paper and just scribbled.
And
the next day it's just
pretty much the way it is now, or it's changed a little bit, but it's.
No, I mean, now it is the way it is. I do it differently.
Right. Obviously, yeah. In the trio, in the band, when you're flying solo.
Well, and it's got a lot of words, and sometimes I just can't even remember all of the words, so I'll skip verses and.
Right, because you know what? That's the awesome thing about your song. It's yours. So you're like, that's right, that's this version.
Exactly.
Aren't you lucky you heard that version?
Even
you
with somebody else's song, I'm allowed to do a different version.
You are so jazz.
Maybe I'm not allowed to record it and sell it or anything like that, right. But I can do
but
it.
But you can do your version.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. Be you. You got to be you. Yeah.
You got no choice.
Yeah. And for those of you just tuning in to the Licks and Lyrics show, we are live with Tim Smith on WCOM today. And Tim Smith will be playing with the Tim Smith Trio tonight at the Second Wind. And then sometimes you can find out more about Tim Smith when he puts his stuff on his Facebook page.
Yes, sometimes actually. And I don't even know how to. I have a new email list thing.
Oh, like a mailing list?
Yeah.
Where do they find that?
Well, send a blank email to awlist444-1113 @aweber.com.
And when they send that to you, you will put them on the mailing list?
Yes.
And then they will know. Then you will be in the know about the Tim Smith band, the Tim Smith Trio.
As soon as I figure out fully how to work the email list thing.
Oh, this is brand spanking new.
Well, I've got some people on the list, but I haven't sent them an email yet. Let's just say that.
Okay. All right. So what you're saying is you're not going to fill up your inbox with needless.
I am not going to send you all sorts of needless spam. If things go well, I will send you an update like once a month, and it'll be
short and sweet,
like
this
we're
is
playing
where,
here and there, and
yeah.
Or maybe you should go check out such and such who I happen to know is awesome.
Okay. All right. So just a little bit of musical blah blah blah, and
yep.
And then once a month.
Once a month at best.
and also, I'm sure that if someone can't find that link to send the blank email to, they could just come to the Second Wind tonight, and you probably have
you
some
could
sort
come
of
to Second Wind and sign up on a physical,
on a physical piece,
piece
of paper,
of paper. With a pen or a pencil.
And then one of these days, they're in your email box?
Yes, one of these days I will send you an email letting you know
more
where the music is happening.
All right. That's good.
Yep. Or you can find us on Facebook.
And eventually you'll get to that as well?
Yep, eventually.
So if someone found you, okay, how about that? What if someone found you on Facebook and they sent you a message on Facebook, hey, put me on the email list?
That would work.
All right. You'll take care of that as well.
Absolutely.
You know, you're flexible.
I'm flexible.
Yeah, you're jazz like that.
Yes, I'm jazz.
like that. I'll just wing it as I go along. All right, Tim Smith. It's 4 o'clock, so we're kind of almost out of time. But what do we want to do? Let's go out with a little more Tim Smith music. Should we play something live? Do you want to play something else off the CD?
Yeah, Raise the Vibration is on one of those.
Raise the Vibration is on one of those. Let's see. Raise the Vibration. Oh, is on this one.
Yes,
is on. Let's get busy. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to figure out which one of those was. Raise the Vibration. Thanks so much, Tim Smith, for coming on to the Licks and Lyrics show. You are always fun, and musically, I've always enjoyed any time I've seen you.
Well, thank you.
And I like your positivity.
Thank you.
In your music, in your lyrics, and you know.
Well, I appreciate
that. So you keep on keeping on, Tim Smith. In your trio, in your band.
Yes. We will keep on keeping on. And you keep sharing local music with the peoples of the world.
Yes. Because we are lucky. We are lucky here. All right. So is it time to raise the vibration?
Sure.
All right.
If you've got it queued up, then it's time.
That's how that works. All right. Raise the Vibration, Tim Smith Band.
What would the world be like? What would the world be like? What would the world be like? What would the world be
What would the world be like? What would the world be like? What would the world be like? What would the world be
What would the world be like if everyone would choose to remain absolutely silent rather than to utter one word, one single word that doesn't raise the vibration?
The vibration. That was Tim Smith Band off the Let's Get Busy CD. Thanks again to Tim Smith for coming on Licks and Lyrics and joining me live in the studio today. You are listening to WCOM LP Chapel Hill and